Coming up right now, though, as promised, we're joined by a safety for the Arizona Cardinals. He had an interception in week one of the preseason, 219 tackles, 11 tackles for a loss. He had four interceptions, 18 passes defensed, and a couple of forced fumbles in college. He was undrafted out of App State this year. Week two of the preseason, Arizona is up against New Orleans. On Friday, he's got a great backstory. We are joined by Card safety A.J. Howard. A.J., nice to meet you. Good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here on the show.
Good. Good to have you on the show. So you're in your first NFL training camp right now. I mean, that's an opportunity, obviously, that every single kid who plays football dreams of. What has the experience been like? Is it all a grind, or are you able to kind of enjoy a little bit as well?
I would say it's all a grind. I'm just being around a lot of the veteran guys, kind of just teaching me the way and teaching me how things are supposed to go around here in the Cardinal way. It's a grind every day, and we're getting through it one more day.
A.J. Howard joining us. You know, so you were a defensive back at App State. Your head coach, Steve Wilks, was also a defensive back at App State. He said he likes the fact that you're an App State man, but do you feel like it's given you any kind of advantage or any kind of edge in camp?
No, I don't think so at all. I understand that at the end of the day, it's kind of all a business, you know, and production guys will play. Guys who produce well will play, and I don't think App State has anything to do with that.
I figured you might have something to say about that, or that might be what you said. Now, listen, I had Steve Wilks on the show right after he was hired. Man, I could not be more impressed, honestly, even as a guy, a talk show host. I couldn't be more fired up just talking to him. What's it been like playing for him so far, and how would you describe his energy?
I love playing for him. He's a fiery guy. He brings energy to the whole defense and DB specifically because he has a background in coaching DB. So he likes being around us. He likes talking to us, joking with us, and just keeping us energized for practices. I love it.
My guest is A.J. Howard. He's the safety for the Arizona Cardinals. So go back a little bit to when you were a two-time Ironman Award winner in Harris County back in high school. What were you like as a high school player?
I really didn't come around, I think, until like my junior year when I really started doing well on the field. It took me a couple of years to learn the plays and kind of get acclimated to even high school football. But my junior and senior year, I believe I did really well, got a few offers, and was able to attend App State. So it all worked out for me.
Okay, what about that? I mean, you were putting up some numbers, and you were getting better and better, and you were playing for a high school coach in Tommy Parks. I mean, exactly what kind of interest were you getting from college programs?
With Coach Parks playing under him, I got a lot of interest. My junior year, like I said, after that, I started to get offers from Western Kentucky, App State, a lot of the Sun Belt teams and Conference USA teams I was getting offers from, and I ended up picking App State as my school of choice.
Right, so not only do you go to App State, but you immediately start all 12 games as a true freshman. What was it like to make that transition from high school ball to college ball, and at that point, how'd you make it look so easy?
It was pretty cool. I wouldn't say it was easy at all, but I came in early. I enrolled early January of my freshman year, so I kind of got 7 or 8 months on all the other freshmen coming in. So that helped out a lot as far as learning the plays and just learning how things are done at App State.
A.J. Howard, my guest. All right, so you figured out how things were done there. You actually had a great career at App State. So then you go into your pro day. How much attention were you getting from NFL teams, and what was your mindset during your pro day?
I did really well. I trained out here at Fisher Institute in Arizona and then ended up going back to App State and performing really well. So I had a lot of teams talking to me between then and the draft, maybe like I want to say 19 or 20 teams that I've made contact with between that time because of a good pro day.
All right, so you had a good pro day and you had a lot of conversations, but then coming out of that pro day, there was talk about how you'd put yourself in position to be drafted. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, 19 or 20 teams had some interest, but then the draft comes and your name isn't called. What was your experience like, and then what was your mindset?
Well, you try not to get down on yourself, and the mindset that you bring is that you just want to compete and work hard and show that you're just as good as the guys that got drafted. And that's what I was explaining to a lot of the coaches pre-draft when I started to get the feeling, okay, I may be an undrafted guy. So it helped a lot with my mindset, just keeping me pushing on and trying to show what I can do.
A.J. Howard, my guest. The thing about that is, I mean, it's disappointing, of course, but if you're not drafted, then all of a sudden you get an opportunity where maybe you can pick where you want to go. What did you like about Arizona?
The situation here at the time, there wasn't many safeties on the roster, so I feel like I had a good opportunity and a fair opportunity to make the squad. So I don't regret it at all. This is a great choice for me, I think.
All right, so when you're a safety and you're showing up to camp with the Arizona Cardinals, that means you're on the other side of the line. You're going to see Larry Fitzgerald. What's that been like so far?
It's amazing. I mean, you try not to get very starstruck, and you see him all around, whether it's in the locker room or on the field. He's a great guy to be around and good guy to learn from. So if anything, I'm just learning from him more than anything.
You know, I wonder, I mean, you and I are talking right now, and it sounds like you've already been in the league. You don't sound like you're awed by the situation at all. As you go to work, do you feel like this is exactly where I belong? I'm one of the guys? Or is the whole thing just a little bit surreal still on some level?
I kind of feel like this is where I belong, and it is also surreal because this is where everybody wants to be eventually. When you're a football player in the little league and just growing up, this is where you want to make it to. But after playing the first preseason game, I really feel like this is where I belong and that I can stick around for a long time.
All right, so you made a play especially. In fact, a few plays in that first preseason game. In the third quarter, a pass is tipped. You come flying in. You get that pick. Can you take me through the play? What did you see and what did it feel like to make that pick?
Well, I was a post safety at the time, and I just broke on a slant route that was coming from the weak side, and I was blessed enough to have my corner break it up and ball tip right to me. So, I mean, it was kind of an opportunity of a lifetime that you can't miss out on.
A.J. Howard joining us. Also in that game, you hit Chargers tight end Sean Culkin with what appeared to be a textbook tackle, and you forced a fumble. So it looked like you made another play, but then a flag was thrown. What was your reaction when you saw the flag?
I feel like I had made a great break and a great tackle, but I understand that it's the preseason, and now it's the time for referees to kind of enforce those rules during these games. So I could understand it.
Hey, listen, you got a lot on your mind anyway, but at this point, do you know what kind of tackles and hits are going to be flagged and which ones will not be flagged, or is that still kind of a gray area?
Yeah, we have a good idea. Our defense coordinator, Coach Holcomb, and also our head coach, Coach Wilkes, is teaching us and showing us film on things that are the proper ways, techniques and things like that to tackle. So we've had enough coaching and stuff on that. So we kind of know the way of what to do.
Hey, listen, you're a pro athlete. You're going to adjust, and you can change your technique. But is it not weird? I mean, have you not tackled a certain way your entire life, and are you not relearning that on the pro level? Is it that extreme?
I wouldn't say it's that extreme, but the game's just evolving every year, and we just have to change the way we do things and acclimate ourselves to what's going on now in the game of football.
A.J. Howard, my guest. All right, so a final thought. What about the rest of training camp? What's your mindset as you approach the rest of camp?
Just to get it better, just to get better, best I can each day, and taking it one day at a time, not looking ahead, not looking behind, just one day at a time.
Undrafted out of App State, but off to a good start. He had a pick in preseason week one. Coming up next, week two of the preseason, Arizona against New Orleans. A.J. Howard, my guest. A.J., great to have you on. Thank you very much. Have a great
day.
Thanks
a lot, Jim.
Good talking to you, A.J. Thank you. Appreciate you. That was well done.